7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
In fact, 10:06 p.m. or whatever. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that is the time at which we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, it's true. Once again, it's that tremendous time of day where we get down to some very dubious business and some tea drinking. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm pouring tea. Oh, look at that. Oh, I wonder what kind of tea we're drinking today. We'd better taste it to find out what's going on. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh, Che Guanyin. Oh, yes, it's the Iron Goddess of Mercy. It's so delicious. It's so good. It's not even funny. Right, so I'm having a strange day otherwise. And I gotta sit down here because somebody wants to do some kitty business. And yeah, hi, who could it be? It's this kitty right here. Hello. So we got to get the kitty banky bit ready. Oh, I got to tell you, I'm having a weird day. No thanks to this cat. This cat right here named Princess Fluffy Jammies. Yeah, get in the kitty pit. Oh, jeez. Hi. Yeah, so I was having a fairly decent night last night, and then I went to sleep. And I couldn't really fall asleep, but I sort of eventually did right around 4:30. I mean 3:30. And then I woke up at 4:30 because somebody was walking around making noise and chewing on stuff. Yeah, I'm looking at you, you fluffy pajama pants baby. Look at your jammies. Oh, they're so fluffy. Oh. So then I had a weirder night and I kept waking up. But at one point in time, somewhere between 8:30 and 10:30, I actually did fall asleep, and I fell asleep hard, and I slept hard. I was down. And yeah, that was great, except at some point I rolled over on my hand, and I cut the blood circulation off of my hand, so I woke up at about 10:30, thinking, what is wrong with my arm? It's so strangely tingly, and it felt really weird. And so I enjoyed that for about 20 minutes, just laying here on the floor going, yo, because that's what I'm feeling today, very yo. And so I tried to go back to sleep, and that was not a smart plan, because somehow I sort of hypno-slept for another like 2 hours. I didn't think I was asleep, but apparently I was. And yeah, next thing you know, it's noon. Yeah, so I'm far behind. It's terrible. And I had a dream. I had a dream that I got some pepperoni, but I didn't. And then I was mad. And this is all because I went to the store last night. And, you know, I bought all the regular stuff. I got some waffles. And I went to the deli and I said, yes, I'd like to buy some pepperoni, please. And they said, oh, we don't have any. And I said, what? So the universe is conspiring against my breakfast. I don't appreciate that. I feel like I need to go to war. I feel like I need to kick the entire universe's ass because I don't have any pepperoni for my breakfast. I didn't know what to do. I just sort of stood there and went, hill, 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 hill. And then I sort of slowly walked away. And then I bought some pasta sauce.
Yes, and we got the tomato and basil flavor, huh, Peppa?
Yeah, I got some sauce. And I thought, hey, since I'm getting some sauce, maybe I should get some of those raviolis I like. And so I did. I went and I bought some ravioli. I bought a bag of ravioli. I'm pretty happy about that. Oh, and I bought a bunch of other stuff. And I bought a bunch of chicken. And I bought... I bought some more candy, and I bought a bag of hard candy, because they don't have any high chews, and what else did I get, dinkets? The cat's trying to shred my ankles. So I bought some other stuff, and I don't remember what it is. It doesn't matter. It was mostly just food. So why am I tired? I don't know. I don't know. But is this the last game? My game just got over. You know, of course, when I woke up this morning, I woke up in time to just catch the end of the Liverpool game. And, no, not the Liverpool game. My brain. The Chelsea game. The Liverpool game just wrapped up, and I can't believe they drew. Sam Allardyce is pretty happy about it. What does Sam Allardyce have to say?
Count. I wouldn't think Liverpool's was that high. So I didn't see Sam in goal, under enormous pressure, making world-class saves today. So that shows us how well we contained the pressure up and into the 18-yard box. And, of course, when the firing ball...
Hey, that's our friend... Sam Allardyce, also known as Big Sam, he is a career manager in the EPL. He has managed many a team. I don't believe it. Leeds won today. How did I miss the Leeds game? Oh, that was early. Yeah. We need to see if... Is there any more games? Yeah, there should be one more game, right? When is Wolves? Yeah, okay. Wolves is next. And that doesn't start for another... Okay, yeah, we're clear. And then after that, goal zone, and then anything after that? No, the National Dog Show. Oh, I think I'm going to skip the National Dog Show today. I have no interest in national dogs. Just international cats.
Yes, I like the international fluffy pants baby kitties. That's you.
So my cat has flopped over in the kitty business pit. She's got her nose and her forehead shoved into my ankle. And she is trying to shred my calf up with her razor sharp kitty claws. Yeah, you're apex predator, aren't you? Yeah, you're predating upon my calves.
Oh, no, I hope I don't bleed to death.
Uh-oh, now we're going into flop mode. Now the kitty has to flop over on her back and stretch and try to turn 90 degrees at the same time. Oh, my God, it's such a stretching kitty. Oh, look how stretchy this kitty is. Oh, you have some kind of kitty spine. You're all stretchy because you have special kitty bones. If you would like special kitty bones, contact the Kitty Bones Association. Oh, right. So, now that I'm stuck sitting here, dealing with the cat, what am I going to do, Dinkus? How am I going to do a dubious goals committee when you're trying to convince everybody that it's dubious kitty business committee? This is not dubious kitty business committee. No. So what kind of committee is this today? Should we be trying to do some bleep bloops with our bleeps and bloopers? I guess the main thing you need to know is that among all of the exciting things I was doing last night, I did try to play some guitar. I picked up my cigar box guitar, and with all of approximately 1.6 millimeters of fingernail, I attempted to play my cigar box guitar, and it kind of worked, but really didn't, and it was just more annoying when I couldn't hit notes and stuff, and I kept sort of getting more frustrated and more frustrated because I was trying to have fun, but the annoying fingernail thing was starting to bother me, and so it was not getting fun, and I thought, you know, this is about as bad as Kirk Cameron's greasy little fingers all over my cigar box guitar.
Boy, are you going to get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
And then while Kirk tries to degrease himself, 1981 mom walks in the door and wonders if it shines or not.
Hey, that shines.
Nobody cares.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've been trying to grow our fingernails out so we can play guitar, but we can't because we're so greasy. We have to get out the 409. Okay, so yeah, it occurs to me that I can't do any of the stuff I want because we got this cat sitting right here. So, what are we going to do instead? I don't know. How about some Jack Bruce? And Eric, of course. And Ginger. With some Strange Brew. Song is actually about my cat. That was Cream with Strange Brew. And regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee are familiar with the fact that I often refer to my cat as Broop. B-R-O-O-O-O-P, because she says that. Sometimes she says Broop, Broop, That's the weird sound she makes. So say I say, why are you brooping me? Why are you giving me a strange broop? That's you, your strange broop. Look at this cat. You know, I was supposed to do Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 instead of Kitty Business Committee in the Kitty Banky Pit. Yeah, what are you doing? Where are you going? Are you leaving so I can move? Because if I keep sitting like this, it's going to hurt. No, the cat's just spinning around and she says, oh, hi, I'm going to look at your face. Oh, hi, I'm going to look at your face too. You're kitty. You have a kitty face. So yeah, my cat has kitty face. I'm sure that comes as a surprise to absolutely no one. So where are we with all of this? Oh, yes. I just remembered. Bong, bong, bong. Timpani. Funny little bell. What are we doing? Yeah, we need to make a beat. And what kind of beat are we making today? I think something with this. I like it. So let's do some stuff. Let's put one here, 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 and here. What does it sound like? Okay. And so we need some snare drum. Is that what we need? How about that one? That sounds okay. And we'll stick it here and here. And what do we get? Okay, we got some beatage. Maybe we need some kind of... Maybe we need some kind of cymbal. Now let's see where that fits. I can dig it. Does it need anything else? What else do we need? Do we need a ding? Let's find out if we need a ding. I don't know. What sound do I want in there? I guess that'll do. If you're wondering, we are just sort of slamming all this together into the old pocket operator here. It's not much of a drum machine, but this particular model was not meant to be, so we're not going to be overly concerned with it. But what we are going to do is we are now going to, and how are we doing this? Yeah, we're going to run this little cable into this little thingy, and then we're going to put this little jumper from this hole to this hole, and then we're going to plug in this cable, and we're going to plug in, that's the wrong cable, plug in this cable, and we're plugging that into one, yes. And do we have audio? Yeah. We have annoying audio. We have annoying howling oscillator type audio, which, you know, is kind of fun. But let's get it to do something different. we obviously need something that's going to be kind of rhythmic here. So what are we going to do? First of all, let's pull some of these jumpers out. And first of all, we got to send Clock out to... Yeah. We got some clicky clock. Okay, that's great. We'll just leave it like that for now? No. I don't want to hear the clicky clock. So then what do we do? We do this. Okay, that's fun and all, but we need to get into some steppiness. Give me some steppy steps. Oops, wrong thing. Okay, hit stop. All right, hold on a second. We need to then jumper across this. Yeah. Okay, so now we got some weird tones. Let's start turning the knobs. Okay, kill it. And now we just, how does this work? How do we do this again? We need to put this into sync mode. Then we press play on the pocket operator. Nothing happens. And then when we apply power to this pin, we need some more tempo. Oh, I laugh. Okay, what else do we have hooked up here? Let's swing this as far over as it'll go. Thank you.
it's falling apart.
What was that? That was weird. I think our little Tubster needs to build another filter. I think I need to build a nice voltage controlled filter. Or I should at least take this oscillator and voltage control the duty cycle, which is sort of filtery. You know, duty cycle just changes, that's just pulse width modulation stuff. So I'm thinking, if I could get like a LFO into like a sine LFO into a VCF, then we could get that nice automatic resonance sweeping business out of some of these crappy square wave things. But you know, how am I gonna? Oh, I could just do that with a Vectrol, and I got the parts to do that. I could actually do that. But I don't have the sine wave to generate. Well, I could throw a good big triangle. No. There's no more excuses, Tobe. No more excuses. Somebody needs to man up and build some damn sine wave oscillators. So that's what I gotta do today. I'm gonna dig through some bags of parts and maybe I can find some room on an old breadboard. But I've got some 741 op amps and I'm gonna Wayne bridge them, and I gotta do the whole double 9-volt battery trick so I can get negative 9 volts and all that shenanigans. And I don't want to, but I'm gonna do it anyway because this is the Dubious Goals Committee. I have desires that don't accord with the status quo. I have dubious goals, and so do you. Every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get something to eat, and I gotta drop a beat.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.